Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast 154. We are the night before the start of the National Hockey League season. So you know what that means. That means it's Blake and I's turn to give you our predictions tonight. One of our favorite shows of the year because we rarely look smart, often look stupid. What do you think, Blake? Blake, I cannot hear you. Your mic is not working.
Oh, there we go.
His intro tonight's going to be about as good as his picks because he can't even remember to unmute himself.
I forgot to have my mic muted. That's my bad.
You know, I think I should.
No, it'll be good. We either are going to look like geniuses or look like fools. That's what I said, but I was muted.
God, we need to mute you. We need to mute you more often.
Hot start.
Gosh. You know, Blake, it's been a weird couple of weeks here. I've been sick for a full week now. I'm feeling better now today. Today is like the first day that I've been like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And now tomorrow I'm going to go try to play 18 holes of golf in like 45 degree temperatures. So good chance I'll be sick the rest of the week, you know. I don't know. We'll see. The temperatures are not very conducive to golfing, but we'll give it a go tomorrow. Baseball playoff full swing. Who are you cheering for?
I wanted the Brewers to do well, but
me too. That's my team.
What's that?
That's my team.
They're down. Your team is the Orioles.
Orioles? No, my team's the Brewers. It's been the Brewers since I was a little kid. Grandpa and Grandma lived in.
I wanted them to do well. They're not doing too hot against the Braves.
So, they're not. I freaking hate the Braves.
Not sure. My team's out of it, so I don't really care.
Are you not like secretly cheering for your Montreal Devil Rays?
It would be a cool story. I mean, with their payroll and stuff, they do it. They play the game a lot differently than a lot of other teams, right?
Are they still doing that bullshit where they like pull their pitcher no matter if he's doing good or bad just because he's pitched 47 pitches or something on a Tuesday?
Yeah, they don't let him go through the third time through the order, and a lot of analytical stuff with that team.
I know one thing. If I was a baseball player, I wouldn't sign on that team.
Yeah, especially if you're a pitcher.
God. Pissed me off today. My little girl comes down. I'm taking a shower tonight before the show here, and a little girl comes down, and she's like, Dad, the water on the fridge is broken. What do you mean? Well, Mom's looking at it now. So I come upstairs, and the freaking control panel on our fridge is blank. I can't get water. It seems to be cooling.
What do you got, one of those Samsung?
No, I don't buy Samsung because they're shit. It's a GE, and evidently mine's shit. I got it like 2 years ago, too. It's been working fine. And now, like, I don't know, the screen's just blank. The whole screen's blank.
Smart fridge or what?
Well, not a fucking smart fridge. It tells me the temperature, and it tells, you know, and it's lit up if I got to push the water, to push the ice cube. It's not like it's, I don't have a computer screen. It's just, it's got the basic light up fucking water button and stuff, but it's all blank. I can't see shit. Can't see what temperature my fridge is. I can't see anything.
So what'd you do? Plug it back in?
No, the fridge is working. It seems to be cooling. I hope it's still cooling, but I don't know. It's freaking pissing me off. I hate when shit like that happens. I hate it. Well, you know another thing I don't like? Now, tomorrow night, the NHL season starts with two games.
Yep.
And no, like, usually it's two American games, two Canadian games. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Just two American games.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I
don't know. I mean, there's a lot of teams that don't play till like, Saturday.
Yeah, like Calgary.
Yeah, that's a little stupid. Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. But you know what? Like, we got a boatload of stuff to talk about. Yeah. So, you know, we should probably quit bitching about the weather and my fridge and You got something to bitch about before we get started? Besides your Blue Jays?
Nah. I mean, I'm just ready for the seasons to start.
All right, watch your Canucks fall down right away. See how they do, Blake. Time for predictions.
A long season, buddy boy.
We're going to start with the East. We'll go to the West, and then we'll go around the league, talk about Carey Price, Barkov, Zibanejad, Canucks trade, and how the Canes are bending the preseason rules. All right, Blake, I'm making executive decisions. We're starting in the Atlantic.
Atlantic?
We always start at the East because we go to the West because me and you are West Coast biased. I don't give a shit. People can get mad at us. I don't care. I'm West Coast biased. So I think we need to start in the Atlantic. What do you think?
Yeah, kick her off. We can go in Metro or Atlantic. Don't matter.
All right.
What do you want to do?
All right. So I'll start with my first place in the Atlantic, and then you can give me your first place, and we'll go on down the order. We'll wait to say our who we think is going to be in the playoffs until after each conference.
Yeah.
Fair deal?
Yep.
As I cough. Okay. That's going to be a frequent thing today because it's been a frequent thing in my life for 7 days. All right. In the Atlantic, I have finishing in first place. I have Tampa Bay.
Me too. That should be
I didn't want to do that. Did you want to do that?
I almost picked Florida, to be honest.
So did I. I wanted to, but you want to know what, Blake? I thought if I pick Florida, they won't make it.
Yeah, I mean, little curse you got going there.
I have a hell of a curse going.
Yeah, I got Tampa. I mean, the back-to-back champs, I mean, you can't really not put them there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they're in that position until further notice. In second, I do have the Florida Panthers. Who do you have?
Me too. Yeah, I have Florida. Yeah, like, I almost flip-flopped these two, so I think it's going to be a pretty close battle, and by the way these two teams have been playing in the preseason, looks like there's no love lost from last year's playoff round.
That's good. I absolutely love this Florida roster. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love, like, everything that they've done. I think Huberto's going to have a bonkers of a year.
Yeah.
I've heard people predicting.
You said that last year, though, so we'll see.
I did say that last year. He had a good year.
But he's going to win the Art Ross.
I did. You know what? I heard two people today tell me that he was going to win that this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the addition of Reinhardt. The back end scares me a little bit.
I don't know, though. Look at it, though. Shots.
Like, the putting Yandel on waivers didn't really make much sense to me. I thought he was a good left-handed quarterback of the power play, but yeah, we'll see. I think Spencer Knight is going to be a difference maker for them.
30 wins. Sure. 30 wins.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that prediction comes true.
30 wins.
I do think he's going to be a huge factor for them this year. I love the addition of Sam Reinhardt on that top line, like I mentioned.
I love the addition of Sam Bennett.
Verhaeghe, too, came out of nowhere, cast off from Tampa Bay last year, so he's going to start with Barkov and Reinhardt on the top line probably and see what happens.
Oh, I love this team. Now is where it's going to get interesting in the Atlantic. And in third place, I have the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Same. We're disagreeing. Oh, hey, we didn't tell each other these
picks
either.
When we started this show, was it 5 years ago now, right? We keep saying four this year. We missed a whole damn year. We started this 5 years ago. Blake and I agreed on freaking nothing. Like, we fought about everything. And I kind of missed that, but, like, I don't know. I think what has happened, Blake, is you've kind of started to see the light.
Oh.
And you started to learn a little bit of, like, what's right in hockey and what's right, buddy, right? Or is it the other way around?
No, it's the other way around, I think.
Oh, jeez. Toronto Maple
Leafs. Yeah, I got Toronto in third. I mean, Toronto could easily finish second in this division, I think.
They could easily win this division.
their talent, ooh, I don't know about that, but, I mean, like, could I have put them in second? Probably, but, I mean...
Goaltending,
I'm not a big fan of their goaltending.
Me either.
Their back end's whatever. Matthews is already missing 3 games to start this year. That's not good.
I don't think their back end is very good.
What's that?
I don't think their back end is very good.
No, it's just meh. It's just whatever.
I mean, it's okay. It's not like...
Obviously, they got really talented forwards up front, but, I mean, back front, they can only take you so far.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... Until this Toronto team can prove me otherwise, I will look at them as a team that can't win.
Yep. That's fair.
I don't know. Then that, and you know what? Maybe this year is the year they prove me wrong. I we'll see. I don't... And
what do they do in the offseason, though, to say, oh, yeah, this team got bad?
You know what, though? Sometimes we make way too much of that. How many times have we said, oh, I love what they did in the offseason, da-da-da-da?
Okay, but did they get better, though? I don't think they did.
I think they got worse. I don't like what they did in goaltending.
If
they
not
got
lateral,
worse.
They got worse. Yeah, they didn't get better.
They didn't get better.
No. They made lateral moves, like Campbell and Anderson to now Campbell and Mrazek. I think they got worse than that.
They got worse than that because I like Campbell, but I like Anderson too.
And everyone's like, oh, well, Campbell won 12 straight games last year. Okay. He's never been the guy. And he's in a market where if you ain't playing well.
I think he can be the guy. I think he can be the guy.
He hasn't got a chance yet, though, so we'll see.
No, so we got to see what happens with him. But, I mean, does this team have potential to win the division? Yeah. Is it likely? No. I don't see them. I have them slotted in third. I don't see them lower than third.
No, I don't see them lower than third either.
I mean, maybe that's kind of a worst-case scenario in a way. I mean, if you told me at the end of the year that they finished second behind Tampa, I'd be like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I
can
see that. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't argue with you on that. But In fourth place, I have the Boston Bruins.
Same. Boston Bruins, fourth place.
Well, this was the easiest division to predict, I think.
It was. It 100% was.
It was the easiest because some of the other divisions I don't think we're going to be the same on. I really don't. I don't think Boston's dead yet.
When you look at their depth chart and see that Charlie Coyle is their second line center, though, that's a problem for me.
That's a problem for me.
Like, you went from David Krejci as your second line center to Charlie Coyle.
What does their goaltending look like to you?
We'll see. I mean, Linus Allmark put up good numbers in Buffalo. And you're a big fan of that Jeremy Swayman guy. So, we'll see. Like, the jury's still out there, but that tandem has potential to be pretty good.
I know it has potential, and that's why I have them in fourth. Because I'm not a big fan of – I mean, I don't think their depth is great. I don't think it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know.
They're too good, though, to write off right now.
Yeah, I mean, they still have a large part of that core there. I mean, Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, DeBrusque. McAvoy is going to be probably a Norris candidate
He's overrated.
Year. We'll see. Like, I think he's third in Norris voting.
You know what? You can shove the Norris voting up your ass. That is the most jacked. That is the most jacked
you
award.
You think he's overrated?
Yeah, I do. I think it's the most jacked award in the league. Do you not agree that the Norris Trophy is the most stupid award that we give out because what we use for criteria is completely ridiculous.
Defenseman with the most points.
Yeah, so it should be for the offensive defenseman of the year. Not the best defenseman, the offensive defenseman.
Yeah, it's fair.
I don't know. I've just always thought that.
Who you got in fifth?
With the Montreal Canadiens.
I got Ottawa.
I'm not going to lie. Ottawa said, I went back and forth and back and forth on that.
I just don't know how long Carey Price is going to be out for.
Now, I got Ottawa in six. Do you have Montreal in six?
I have Montreal in six.
Okay, so we just have them flip-flopped. And I went back and forth on this really hard. And you can vouch for this. I'm kind of anti-Montreal a lot of times. I don't think that Carey Price in or out matters in this because I think Jake Allen's fine.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I think it's a lateral at this point in their careers. I honestly do. I think, though, that Montreal has done a few things that I like, and then there's a few things that I'm like, oof, that's not getting them into the playoffs.
Well, obviously, no Shea Weber's a massive blow for the
team. Huge.
They get Drouin back. They bring in Christian Dvorak.
Drouin will not do anything.
They bring in Mike Hoffman, who's probably going to be in their top six once he comes back from injury. I like their top six. I don't mind their top six at all. Hoffman, Toffoli, Suzuki, and then you got Drouin, Dvorak, and Anderson. Like, that's a pretty solid top six.
Yeah.
But their back end, Shea Weber is just going to be such a huge loss. That guy's irreplaceable.
And they're just putting way too much stake in Cole Caulfield.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention Cole Caulfield.
They're putting way too much pressure on that young player. I mean, yes, he was good last year.
I mean, he's probably going to score 30-plus goals this year.
But he might not.
He might not, but
I mean,
if I was a betting man, I'd probably bet for him to score 30-plus.
But, Blake, their fan base, and I think for them to be successful, he almost has to score that.
Yeah. He's going to be a candidate to win the Calder Trophy. He's a gifted goal scorer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lit up every single level that he's played at, so I don't know why that would stop in the NHL.
Probably because it's just the best hockey league.
His shot is that good. But I'm saying his shot plays. You saw that in the limited games that he played in the games last year.
I have no doubt that he can be a game changer for this team. I just think for that him to have that thrown on his shoulders so quickly in his career is scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that he'll be just fine.
Who do you have in, or I'll give you my seven since I'm going first. In seventh, I have the, let's talk about Ottawa first. We skipped Ottawa. I think this team's headed completely in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Paul Dorion's done a great job with...
Pierre Dorion, you mean?
What did I say, Paul? Yeah. Pierre. He's traded a lot of his players for picks and prospects. And, I mean, you look at their back end, you got Chabot, Brännström, you got Batherson up front.
Oh, I love Batherson.
Still up front. I mean, yeah, I think this team is super young. They got to get their franchise guy locked up in Brady Tkachuk. They got to get him locked up soon. But yeah, the direction that Ottawa's going in is nowhere but up.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And I really had a hard time determining fifth or sixth for them. So if you're right on that one, I'm gonna give you a pass on that one. Seventh, I have the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, we're the same on here. Like, it's through the board. Buffalo's a dog shit team. They're going to finish eighth.
I think they're trying to be dog shit.
Nowhere to go but down for that team. It's the complete opposite as Ottawa. I mean, they got to figure out the Eichel debacle on what to do with that. It looked like they're...
You know, the more I think about the Eichel thing, though, that's an off-season thing. You can't... It's almost logistically impossible to make that work during the season.
Yeah, I mean, because all the teams have finalized their roster and signed guys.
I mean, it's almost logistically impossible. Like, that has got to be something that's done in the offseason. And I don't know. It's just goofy as can be that they've let it get to that point. And it's frustrating, actually. And the league's got to be just shaking their head going, we're still talking about, like, this is...
I agree. It's a disaster.
What do you think of the Detroit Red Wings?
I think Stevie Y's got a plan. It's gonna be a kind of a slow burn. Kind of each year by year, you get more, prospects to work with. I mean, you see the addition of Jacob Brana. That was a little bit of a bold trade last year's deadline, but I don't know. Detroit, I like Moritz Seider on the back end. I think they got some good young pieces. Lucas Raymond's another guy. Yeah, it'll be they're in a rebuild phase still, but I mean they do got a decent young core to build around.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I think Detroit's. You're right. It's going to be a slow process, but I think they're tracking in the right direction.
I mean, like, look what Stevie Y did in Tampa Bay. I mean, when he took Tampa over, it was kind of a similar thing. You bring in Stamkos, and you got Hedman, and you get Kucherov, and all those kids just developed into what they are now. So, I mean, we'll see if that plan works out in Detroit, too.
Probably a little bit tougher in Detroit.
But a little bit tougher, but I'm saying, like, I think he's, like, on the right track in terms of developing guys.
I would agree. I definitely would agree.
They might need a goalie, though. I don't know.
No, I like the guy they picked up from Carolina.
Thomas Greiss?
No, they got the guy from Carolina. What the hell?
They got Nedeljkovic.
Nedeljkovic. That's a great move.
I forgot about that.
That's a fly move. It's a good move, and I like it.
A good move. Yeah,
I like it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, you know, when I did my predictions, I literally had to pull up every roster and, like, study it because I was like, I don't even know who went. There were so many people that changed places. I was like, shit, I don't even remember where everybody went.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't remember where Hoffman went. And it was, like, there was just certain teams. I was like, I don't remember where this guy went. So, yeah. We ready to roll on over to the Metro?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll start it off at first. I have the New York Islanders.
You know what, Brad? I've been every single year I write this.
You didn't put the New Jersey Devils.
I got the New York Islanders in first place this year.
Holy shit. You crap on them.
I slept on this team for the last three seasons. And, you know, I said, you know what? I'm done with this bullshit. This team makes me look bad every single year. They're winning the division.
I know. I think they will. I think this team is set. I mean, I like it. They got tons of depth. They're
Barry
structured.
Trotz is just a wizard.
They're structured. They're so structured. And they play a style that is just grind out wins after wins. And it's like you look at the box score and you're like, holy shit, he had 3 points? Like, it's off the board. You like guys are quiet. And it's like, he had a goal and two assists. And I don't know. Every night. And plus, you know what my biggest fear, though, on picking them to be first is? I think they start the season off with, like, a 12 or a 15-game road trip.
13-game road trip.
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me. That was one thing I took into consideration. I'm like, ay-yay-yay. You can come out of that 500. But then I thought, well, hey, maybe that benefits them on the back end. Right? I mean, because down the stretch, they're going to have a boatload of games at home. So I'm like, well, I mean, there's two ways to look at that. If they can just get through the first section, you know, 500. I mean, we're golden, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're building their new stadium, right?
Yeah, that's what the wait is. Actually, I saw a video of it yesterday, and it looks like it's coming along pretty good. It looks like they were installing seats and all kinds of different things. So, yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything to get them out of the Barclays Center, right?
Oh, I love the Nassau, though. I love Nassau.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, so we agree again. Who do you have in second?
I got Carolina Hurricanes in second place.
I have the Carolina Hurricanes in second place too.
Hey, we did not tell. Just listen.
We never do.
Shared their stuff.
We never do. Blake and I never share this. He actually chewed my ass last night because he thought I tweeted my freaking picks.
I'm like, are you kidding? Like, and then I read it again. I'm like, oh, this is the hockey news. I was like, oh, okay.
I tweeted the hockey news picks. And I'm like, just saying, you know, like previewing the show that our picks are coming out tomorrow night. I get a tweet like right away, you dumbass. I'm like, a shithead. I didn't tweet him. I read it, you idiot. Typical Blake move.
No, but second, Carolina. They had a little bit of a questionable offseason. Letting go Nedeljkovic, signing Kotkaniemi for the offer.
But they got Anderson. I like that.
They got Anderson. I love their back end. Like, I'm a big fan
their
of
back Philly end. Top
and Pesci and stuff like that. So, this team just finds a way. Roddy Brind'Amour is going to have these guys ready to go, and I have no doubt that they'll be a top three team in this division.
Well, speaking of three, why don't you? You're going first this division. So who do you got?
I got the Rangers in third.
Really?
Yeah.
Start justifying.
I love Gallant as a head coach. I think he's the perfect guy for them. Mm-hmm. I think Lafreniere is gonna have a bounce back season. I just like their group up front. I mean, Panera, I like the addition of Barclay Gaudreau. Mm-hmm. I think Shesterkin's solid in net. I think this team had pretty high expectations last year too, and they failed. And I think bringing in a guy like Gallant is gonna motivate the team a little bit more from behind the bench aspect, and I think they're gonna finish third.
Okay. Well, I don't have them in third. I have the Philadelphia Flyers in third, and that's a little bit of a shocker for you. I know it is.
Ooh, you ripped them last year. I did. I do love their offseason.
I was right. I ripped them last year in predictions, and I was right.
Yeah.
They did exactly what I said last year. That's the one prediction I can say I was like, nailed it. Ripped them, and they finished crappy. I like what they did in the offseason. I like what they did to their defense. There's a lot of things to like as far as moves that Philadelphia made.
Well, yeah, they brought in Ryan Ellis, who's been really good his whole career. They brought in Rasmus Ristolainen. They still got Provorov and Sanheim, and they brought in Keith Yandle on a cheap deal, too, to quarterback their power play. The biggest question mark with Philly is the net. I mean, what are we going to get from Carter Hart this year? They brought in Martin Jones as a little bit security.
I like that.
Good the last couple of years either.
But I like that, though.
So we'll see. I mean,
I think Carter Hart, Martin Jones
is a good veteran guy to kind of push. Like, he's not too old, but he's not also young either. He's kind of right in the middle. He's 31.
Don't you think, though, that like part of Carter Hart's struggles were a product of the team's play in front of him?
Yeah, a little bit, but, man, like, there were some goals that he would let in. It's like,
I'm with you.
Gotta be stopped.
No, I'm with you.
Like, he...
But I think that just, like, doesn't that just, like, kind of fuel off each other, though?
He struggled a lot last year. So, yeah. If Philly has any aspirations of making the playoffs, Carter Hart needs to be a lot better than last year. I mean, what he had... Let me go check here. I think he had a save percentage in
the 80s.
In the 80s.
It was in the 80s. I think it was 89.2 or
something. 877.
Oof.
And a 367 goals against. Like, he's going to have to be – he's going to have to get that shit in, like, the 905 save percentage range.
Yeah, he's got to be over 9.
Like, anything at 8.7, that's –
That's AHL is what that is.
That's tough.
That's Malcolm Subban numbers.
I got Philadelphia in fourth.
What? Oh, yeah, okay. You lost.
I got Philadelphia in fourth. Who do you got in fourth?
In fourth, I have the Washington Capitals.
Okay.
Now, I think they're dying. They're just dying a slow death.
I mean, the core is just getting old.
Yeah.
They're just...
But if you look at that core, it's still good, though.
Still good, but... Are you sold on Ilya Samsonov?
I am as sold on him as I am Shesterkin.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair assessment.
And quite honestly, I don't know that I'm sold on either one of them. Like, I honestly think I feel the same about both of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like Washington can handle a Samsonov struggle easier than the Rangers can handle a Shesterkin.
Well, they got Gorgiev behind them too, though.
I know, but what did we see from him last year? Junk.
Not much.
The year before, knockout. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's at least I feel a little more comfortable in Washington in net than I do the New York Rangers. And that's why I don't have the New York Rangers in my top four.
That's fair. Okay, so I already talked about Philly, Washington.
Who do you
have? I got Washington in fifth.
Okay. And I have the New York Rangers in fifth.
Ha! We both have Pittsburgh missing the playoffs.
Yeah. So we've flipped a little bit around here, you know. Our bottom three are the same, though. And our top...
Pittsburgh.
Top five are the same.
Columbus.
Yeah. So our top two were the same. We had... a little bit of a little shake up in 3, 4, 5. But
okay, so million-dollar question: who's your 8 playoff teams here, buddy?
We haven't got to the end. Who do you have in 6?
Oh, Pittsburgh. We already talked about that.
I didn't say I had them in 6.
You said you have New Jersey or Columbus ahead of them. There's no shot.
No, I don't. I got them.
Okay, I was about to say
6. So who do you have in
6,
7?
7, 8, yeah. Right.
Who do you have in 7?
I have Pittsburgh 6, New Jersey Devils 7, Columbus 8.
Okay, well, I have that different.
Oh, you have Columbus in 7th?
Mm-hmm, and I have New Jersey in 8th. Because I think New Jersey just sucks.
Yeah.
I look at their roster, and I look at what they've done, and I look at their past history the last 5 years, and it's like, they're just not good.
They're just, like, stuck in, like, neutral every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, they don't go up, they don't go down, they just kind of stay in the middle.
Yeah. That's a bad recipe, too.
It's a terrible recipe.
So,
Who are we going playoff teams?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, who's your 8?
4-4.
Oh, you got 4-4.
Yeah, I do.
I got 5-3.
Oh, God. Who do you got 5 with?
Metro.
So you have the Islanders, Carolina, Rangers, Philly, and Washington in.
Yep.
Tampa, Florida, and Toronto in.
Yep.
Boston out of the playoffs.
Yep.
Oof.
Yep, I do.
Wow.
It's going to be that might be the one that makes you look like a clown. Boss.
So our flip-flop, I have the Rangers out, you have Boston out. Other than that, we're the same.
Yeah. We'll see. Could be interesting.
Okay, so right now, if I said to you, and I know it's not those two teams playing each other, if I said, like, if I honestly said to you, Rangers or Bruins in the playoffs, you'd pick the Rangers?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're just like the Boston is just like a, they're just dying. They're like the.
You
they're
said like, this last year though, Blake.
And
you
what'd they
did.
Do? What'd they do last year?
They made the playoffs.
Okay, and a bullshit divisions. They're back in the normal division now.
I know it's a much harder division.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I just like Boston and Washington are about the same right now. They're both at the end of the road here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's going to come down to Washington and Boston for that final spot. That's what it's going to come down to in my mind. And I think Washington will get it.
Okay. Who do you got for the Eastern Conference champion?
Like, to go to the finals out of the East?
Yep.
The Florida Panthers.
Holy shit. I did that last year. It didn't work out so well. Okay, you got the Florida Panthers.
Yep. And then the Eastern Conference Final, I have Florida versus the Islanders.
I didn't even get that far. I just picked my conference champion, and I picked the Islanders to be the conference champion.
Okay, good.
All right?
Yep.
Are you ready to roll on into the West?
Let's do it.
We'll start in the Central. I'll go first in the Central. You can go first in the Pacific.
Okay.
Finishing first in the Central Division, I have the Colorado Avalanche.
I have the Arizona Coyotes. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I got the Colorado Avalanche. I think this is too, like, Tampa Bay. Kind of a no-brainer for the Central.
I think it's a no-brainer. But you know what? The more I looked at it, I'm not digging their roster as much this year as I was last year. But you know what I do like about it is Darcy Kuemper.
It's balanced, too.
I know. They've just had to manage the cap a little more, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they're entering a window where they're going to have to win here pretty soon before they pay more of their guys. They just paid Makar. They got to pay McKinnon in a couple years. They're going to have to pay Kuemper next year. So they got a couple-year window here to take advantage of players that are on cheaper salaries before they're going to have to pay up. But, yeah, I think Colorado easily takes this division. Me too. I got the Jets in second place. They are like, they're in the middle. They're not as good as Colorado, but they're not as bad to be behind St. Louis and Dallas and Minnesota and stuff like that. So
I just think they're so deep. They're just deep.
I'm a big fan of Hellebuck.
Because of me.
Wasn't a fan in like season two or whatever it was, but yeah.
Big I know. I think they've got everything. I think they've got goaltending. I think they've got a core of defensemen that you look at their roster and you're like, who are these guys? But they produce every night. And then you got your forwards and you're like, holy shit, that's the deepest forward crew in the NHL.
Among them, yeah.
I like this Winnipeg team. I really, really do. In third, I have the St. Louis Blues.
I also have the St. Louis Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be completely different than me on that because...
No.
I really had to think hard on this one. Hard.
This division was the second easiest division to pick.
I think it was the hardest division to pick.
Really?
Yeah, for me it was. It was really hard.
St. Louis.
It was really hard for me.
They got a similar core than what they won the cup with. They got Tarasenko back. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I mean, for now, I got him penciled in.
I'm like, God, can Bennington do this? Is he, like, I am so not a Bennington fan.
Okay, but here's the thing about Bennington is there is no chance in hell he can be as bad as he was last year this year.
No, I know.
There's no way in hell he can be that bad again.
I know.
If I was a betting man, I would put my money on him to bounce back. Because you just can't be that bad 2 years in a row in the National League. You just can't do it.
Well, do you still have a job if you do?
If you don't, I mean, they're going to be searching because... But actually, not really, because he just signed a six-year deal.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Boston Red Sox walk off on the Rays again. Off to the CS. God, I hate those guys. Who do you got in fourth?
I'm going first. Yeah, I got the Dallas Stars. Do you really? What the hell is going on with us, Blake?
I got this.
So when I look like... God, I usually like try to avoid your picks because you look like a dipshit. Now I'm worried about my picks. You look like a... God, usually mid-season I get to like make fun of you. I'm not even going to get to... It's going to be a shitty mid-season show.
This time, if you make fun of me, you're going to be making fun of yourself.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be any fun now. Damn it.
I know. Exactly.
Gosh. I can't believe that.
Yeah, no, what, I got...
Are you worried a little bit, though, about their age?
Yeah, like I said, what was it? Before they went in the bubble, this is kind of their last kick at the can, and this legit is, like... Tyler Seguin's healthy again. I think he's going to have a dynamite year. Like, I think Seguin's going to...
You got him winning the heart, don't you?
No, I don't. I have him scoring 35-plus goals, though. Like, I think he's going to... He's going to do good. This core is just... it's old, but it's like... It's too good to doubt.
Kind of how Washington's is, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You like...
I don't like you.
Open on paper, not a sexy starting goalie.
Hey, he's gone.
He gets it done.
He's gone.
Huh?
He won't end up in. He'll be in a new home by end of the year. You want me to tell you who?
Who?
He'll go to Dallas or he'll go to Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's from what I should have been one of my 12 bold predictions or 10 bold predictions, but it's not. It's just going to be my prediction tonight.
Who do you got in fifth?
I have the Minnesota Wild in fifth.
Me too.
Oh my
Minnesota God. Wild in fifth. I flip-flopped Dallas and Minnesota.
I did too. I went with Dallas because I trust their core.
I like their Dallas back end. More than Minnesota.
I like their back end.
Minnesota on paper is not a good team.
I like Dallas's back end, and that's why I picked them to go fourth.
Yeah. Like, I like Minnesota's goaltending better than Dallas's, but I like Dallas's defense and forward better than I like on Minnesota's.
I can't believe this. I think we're going to have this whole division the same. In sixth, I have the Chicago Blackhawks.
this show, we hyped it up, and now we're disagreeing.
I know. But we're our picks. I mean, we're honest. I mean,
yep.
In seventh, I have. Do you think? Wait, before I get to that, do you think that Chicago's heading in the right direction, or are they just trying to go too fast?
I mean, with them getting Taze back and them getting Marc-Andre Fleury, I think they're trying to make one last run at it, maybe.
What? Their last run was like, their window shut 3 years ago, didn't it?
No, like not a run at the cup. I'm saying like a run at the playoffs.
So they're happy with that in Chicago? Or would
they're just like a, they're an aging core with a lot of contracts you can't get rid of.
I couldn't agree. No, that's true. So how do you break now when you can't get rid of the contract?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, they managed to get rid of Seabrook's contract, but they had to take Tyler Johnson's $5 million to do that.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
This core really can't go anywhere. I love the addition of Marc-Andre Fleury. I think he's going to do great. But, like, I don't think it's going to be enough to get him in the playoffs. Yeah, all right, over there. Holy shit.
Does he survive this year without injury?
Flower?
Yeah.
I hope so, because this is probably it for him. He's 37 years old.
I know. I don't know.
It was crazy. I mean, you on TikTok? I know, yeah.
Do I look like somebody
you're always on TikTok.
You're TikTok. I'm not on fucking TikTok.
Anyways, I was on TikTok, and a video came up, and it said, like...
Am I on TikTok?
Oh, I was joking. Relax. All these guys that, like, I grew up watching, like Crosby, Ovechkin, Carey Price, Lundqvist retired, Marc-Andre Fleury, Ovechkin, like, all these guys are so old now, and they're, like, they're going to be retiring. It, like, makes you sad as a fan. Like these guys came into the league when I was just growing up, starting to watch the game. And now you've, like, watched them grow. You watched them win cups and watched them win
Fuck
all
off.
These awards.
I watched Cam Neely and Ray Bourque.
No, but I'm saying, like, but now we got, like, the younger generation coming in. It's pretty cool. Sad, but, I mean, I think the younger generation will be just fine as fans.
I do, too.
Hey, in seventh, I got Nashville. In eighth, I got Arizona.
Well, that's exactly what I have, damn it.
So we have the whole division correct. The exact same.
And you know what? I think Arizona's going to be horribly bad. And
Arizona is finishing dead last. Louis Erickson will lead the team in scoring, though.
And it's going to be a battle this year between Buffalo and Arizona. It's going to be a full-out shit show to see who
Tank
can be.
Tank show for Shane Wright. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, God.
If you're Shane Wright, you're thinking, God damn, I'm going to Buffalo or fucking Arizona. You got to be shitting me.
No, or he can just say I'm not gonna be in the draft this year.
Oh, bullshit! Oh, no shot. Hey, did you watch that All or Nothing Leafs?
I'm not done with it, man. I'm at the exact.
I was on season two or episode two for the longest time.
That's where I'm at
this weekend.
I didn't get a chance.
I finished it this weekend. It was just pretty dead.
I had a really bad habit this weekend when I wasn't working on the podcasts. I fell asleep. I was a napper. I napped a lot.
Yeah.
So, all right. That division was, we got that one nailed. Time to go on to our favorite, the Pacific, because both of our favorite teams are in the Pacific.
Yep.
You're going to go first in the Pacific. So who do you have first in the Pacific?
I have the Vegas Golden Knights in first place. I feel like all the division winners that we picked have kind of earned that right to be in there at the start of the season. And, until they show us that they aren't worthy of being there, they're going to be there for now.
And they're there with me, too. I did make a crazy-ass prediction that Robin Lehner wouldn't be their goalie come playoff time last week. I still hold true on that, but I still think they win this division. Now, I don't think this is as good a team as they were last year.
No.
But I still think they're good enough to win the Pacific, which I don't think is very good. But I don't know. I just my gut tells me that they win.
Yeah, no, I pretty similar team the last couple of years. We'll see if it goes on with Robin Lehner. I'm not sure.
I don't mean he's not going to be like the goalie because he gets hurt or because I just think he's going to have an up and down year. And I'm not saying this has nothing to do with his comments or anything like that. It's just, you know, you got to pick goalies that you feel are going to have tough years. And I said Carter Hart last year, and this year I said Robin Lehner.
Okay, in second I got the Oilers.
I have the Edmonton Oilers in second.
No. We're doing this again, eh?
And I don't trust their goaltending, but they're still offensively gifted enough to get them in the second in this division.
I like what Edmonton did this offseason.
I did too.
To an extent.
I like
that they brought back Nugent Hopkins. I'm not sexy on the term for Hyman.
I'm not either at all.
I like the addition of Warren Fogle. I do like that. The Cody Ceci and Duncan Keith didn't make much sense to me.
I don't like that at all.
That's their second pairing.
One of the best things that could have happened to him was Zach Kassian getting hurt. That helps him offensively.
Hey, mess with the Bulls, you get the horn. That's what happens.
Yeah, no, I'm... Boy, believe me, being a Flames fan,
all
it didn't hurt
long,
my feeling.
All game long, him and McEwen went at it, and McEwen asked him in the second period, and Kassian didn't want to go, and I'm just like, why? Like, what's Kassian like? Why is he not fighting? In the third period, McEwen just whacking him, Kassian finally says, all right, let's go. And McEwen put him to sleep. Yeah, that's what happens.
I know. I don't trust their back end. I'm not a Barry fan.
They're good.
I like their offense, and I think they've gotten a lot deeper, too. I really do. I think they've gotten a lot deeper.
Yeah.
And that's something we haven't said about Edmonton in 10 years, right?
Yep.
Third place, who do you have?
I got the Vancouver Canucks in third place, buddy. I think this four group is as deep as it's been since 2011. Don't you dare play a soundbite, because I'll get you back. Don't even think about it.
I can't, because you know who I have in third?
Who do you got?
The Vancouver Canucks.
I just think, like, this is the deepest team that they've had offensively since they went to the Cup in 2011. Like, their top nine is very good.
They're a long ways from the Cup, though, Blake.
No, but I'm saying, like, forward-wise, they're there.
Do you not think that, like, I almost put them ahead of Edmonton. I almost had them in second.
Call me crazy, Brad. Offensively, this team is good enough to win the division.
You know why I didn't?
Offensively.
You want to know why I didn't put them in second?
Their back end.
Their back end is bad. It's bad.
I have liked the Pullman Hughes.
I like Pullman. I told you that.
But they have looked good, and they got Ulrich Larsson playing with Tyler Myers. They've been okay.
They're trying to protect Myers there.
We'll see how that transpires. We'll get into a Levy trade, I'm sure, later on in the show. But that trade obviously means that Jack Rathbone won the third pairing job on the left side, which I like. I mean, he played every single preseason game for him, and he skates like Quinn Hughes and buzzes around out there like a little water bug. So, offensively,
now you don't have Hamonic. Like, I don't know. I don't like what's happened to your back end.
We'll see. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting 48 hours for the Canucks because Hamonic cleared waivers, so it opened up $1.8 million cap space, and they're going to be putting Ferland at LTIR, which creates another 3.5. So if they want to sign, who is that guy? Jason Demers, maybe? Maybe Demers.
He said he's
comes
not
in.
Coming back into the league.
Who said this?
I swear I heard that a couple weeks ago.
I didn't see anything like that. I'm saying, like, they can free up some cap to maybe bring in a guy like that.
Do you think that if Jason Demers wanted to play in the league, do you think he's not on a roster at this time?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Seriously, like, he's not sitting at home going, I hope the fucking Canucks save some cap space so I can go to Vancouver.
That's true. It's a good point. But, yeah, offensively, a lot to like for Vancouver. I like their goaltending.
I do, too. I do, too. I'm a Halak fan.
Not very good. I love the addition of Jarmo Lack. He's one of the best backups in the league, in my opinion.
But you know what, Blake? If you told me that Vancouver finished second, I'd be like, okay. If you told
I could totally see.
If you told me Vancouver finished sixth, I could say, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I think is critical for this team this year?
And I think they got to score goals.
I think it is critical.
They got to start.
Just hear it. The Pacific is going to be determined in the first month. It's whoever gets off to the best start.
Yeah. Vancouver's got a 6-game roadie out of the gate.
Calgary is 6-7 on the road.
We're out east, too.
So is Calgary.
We got Ottawa, we're following Montreal, you. Philadelphia.
We're following you. We're 2 days behind you.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. The Caps usually do good out east. I'm actually happy to get that the hell out of the way early instead of going out east way late in the season. I'd rather get it out in October than in March. You know what I mean?
That's probably a good point.
Yeah, so in fourth, I got Calgary. You got him in fourth, too?
Yeah, I got Calgary in fourth.
I can't believe it. Killed you inside to do that.
No, it didn't. No, because that's really, truly where I believe they're going to finish. Like, I'm not. Yeah. I'm a realist.
Yeah.
Like, I do think they could finish ahead of Vancouver. I do.
Yeah.
I like Calgary's goaltending.
Two to four could easily flip-flop.
Could easily.
Interchangeable.
I really like. I mean, I know you're going to think that it's crazy. And
you're a big Vladar fan, eh? Darth Vader.
No, I mean he's going to get 20 games, and if he wins 10, we're good, right?
Right.
That's the total there.
Markstrom's got to stay healthy this year, though.
But here, listen to this. Every team's goalie's got to stay healthy, Blake, or they're in trouble.
Right.
With the exception of maybe Florida. listen to this.
A little shot of paw there, eh?
Listen to this. I had how many years in Calgary going, our defense looks the best on paper that I've ever seen. And then they sucked. So now this year I look at them on paper and I'm like, that's mediocre. So maybe that's the recipe for success.
Eric DeBrat is your top four defense.
No, he's not.
Just kidding. He's on your third pairing, but still.
Yeah, but he might not even be in our third pairing because he's been paired with Valimaki and looks like they're the odd man out.
Who? Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your left side is Hanifin, Zadorov, and Shillington?
No, it's going to be the pairings right now look like Hanifin, Anderson, Zadorov, Tanev.
Right.
And Shillington, Stone.
Really? You were high on Valimaki, I thought.
I am, but he hasn't been good.
He hasn't had a good preseason?
No, and he wasn't good last year, the latter part of the season.
He's hurt last year, was he not?
Yeah, but he played the latter part. Wasn't good.
I wouldn't play Zadorov with Chris Tanev, though. I really wouldn't.
You have to.
Why?
You got to protect him. He sucks. All he's out there is to be a big, mean body.
That's your shutdown pairing, then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If I was a Flames fan, that is the last spot I would have Zadorov in.
Who would you put him with?
Anderson? Zadorov's your stay-at-home guy, and you got Anderson who likes to join the rush. And then you got Hanifin who likes to join the rush a little bit, and you got Tanev as a stay-at-home guy. You know what I mean? Like, unless you want to just form a two.
You know, everybody in Calgary is just all over Tanev. Or not Tanev. All over Zadorov. And you know what? There's certain players, you know what, they're going to make some mistakes, right? But when it comes to the grit and it comes to a playoff game, you do not want to play against Zadorov. And you know what he's going to do? I guarantee you, I'm just going to use Vancouver for an example, and I could say it for Edmonton too. The nights when you play Calgary and Pedersen's buzzing around in front of the net and Zadorov's there, you're going to be like, ooh, fuck, oh, watch out, don't get it. You are, I guarantee it, because I'm the same way with certain players. And used to be that way about Zadorov. When Calgary would play Colorado, I'd be like, son of a bitch, he's going to injure somebody. I said that all the time, and he usually freaking did injure somebody. Now, we have that. And I'm serious. Fans are ripping on him right now, and I think they're stupid. Give him some time. You know,
this is Calgary's last year though. Before they make some changes, the playoffs or lose in the first round. I think there's gonna be some changes.
We said that last year, Blake.
We said the same freaking thing.
But you know what? You know what people forget?
I love Blake Coleman.
You know what people forget? This isn't trading baseball cards. Like, you can't take your shit pile and send them down the road and get something good in return.
No.
Nobody wants your shit.
Yeah.
And that's what people are so dumb about. Fans are so stupid that we think that it's like, oh, just pass turds. No. Nobody wants your turds.
Yeah, so let's see. Kachuk is not Kachuk. Gaudreau is a UFA.
We're going to lose him for nothing.
RFA. Mangiapane's an RFA. Zadorov's a UFA. And Michael Stone's a UFA. So, if they don't get out of the first round or they miss the playoffs, I could see a Sean Monahan going out the door. I don't know.
Sean Monahan, they tried to get rid of him all year last year, but nobody wants him.
Why, though?
Well, Sean Monahan got injured in Game 6 last year and couldn't hardly shoot the puck all year.
I think it would be easier to deal him at the end of this season with 1 year left, though.
Yeah, I know.
At 6.3.
And if Calgary's not in a playoff run, Sean Monahan will be gone.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. In fifth, I got the LA Kings.
Yay, we got something different. In fifth, I have the Anaheim Ducks.
Really?
Yeah. You want to know why?
Hmm.
Look at those bottom four teams. Anaheim's got the best goaltending. And if you look at their offensive core and you look at their defensive core and the strides they've made, I believe they're heading in the right direction.
Quicker. Oh no, they are
quicker than the other four.
And so LA might be on the same.
LA is tracking about the same. But
yeah,
now we have Zegras. There's a bunch of different factors, and you have
LA has Byfield. Obviously, he's hurt right now, but
you have better goaltending than Anaheim.
Yeah,
that's why they got the spot for me. So do you have LA? Do you have LA? You have LA. Who do you have in six then?
I got Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got Seattle in sixth.
I have LA in sixth.
Okay.
I have Seattle in seventh.
I got Anaheim in seventh.
You have Anaheim in seventh. Okay.
So we both have San Jose in eighth.
Yeah. How hard was that?
Remember last year when you said they were making playoffs?
Yeah, I know.
Yikes.
That was right after you made the New Jersey pick.
No, that was 3 years ago. Relax.
I know.
But still, I mean, and likewise for the top of this division, like 2 to 4 could interchange, 5 to 7 could interchange too.
Completely agree.
So, and I think San Jose is set in stone of finishing last.
And if the wheels fell off in Calgary or Vancouver, they could fall.
Who could fall?
Either one of them. If they got off to a bad start, they could end up sixth.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Totally fair.
And I mean, you could probably say that about every team, but I believe that. I think both Calgary and Vancouver are very unstable, if that makes sense. The sky's the limit. I think both of them could do very well.
Forward-wise, I rather take Vancouver's.
Me too.
Defense wise, Calgary and goaltending is probably about the same.
Yeah, I that's a fair shake.
Because I think Halak's better than Vladar.
Well, that's what we've seen so far. Yes.
Right.
Because we don't have the book on him, right?
Pretty equal, honestly.
You know,
pretty equal team.
I had a Calgary fan talking to me and saying, "Well, how can you even consider Vladar as a realistic option?" And I said, "Well, let me." Bring up a past success. Mika Kiprusoff was an unplayed third-string goalie in San Jose.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Who do you have winning the Western Conference?
Colorado Avalanche.
I was going to do the same thing. But you know who I think is going to break through this year is Vegas.
Hmm. I have Vegas versus Colorado in the Western Conference Final, and I have Colorado winning.
I have Vegas winning, and I think it could go either way. I really do. I think it could go either way.
I think Colorado got really embarrassed last year by the Vegas Golden Knights, and I think they're going to be out for some blood.
Who do you have winning the President's Trophy?
Colorado.
Okay, I have Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. One or the other. I flip-flopped.
Who do you have winning the Stanley Cup?
Colorado Avalanche over Florida in six games.
All right. I got the Vegas Golden Knights beating the New York Islanders.
Yep.
So you have Colorado winning the Presidents and the Stanley Cup, huh?
Yep. Doesn't happen very often, but I think this is Colorado's year.
Didn't it just happen, though? Didn't Tampa do it? Yeah. Twice, I think. Right?
I'll have to go back and look.
I'm pretty sure they did.
That's it, Blake.
That's our predictions, my friend. And I have
not much to argue about.
Never, ever, ever seen us have so many the same. It just
I know. Well, we had. Oh, we didn't even do our playoff teams. We got four.
Oh,
four.
Oh shit! We got to do that. That's a good call on that. We would have had to rewind. Okay, playoff teams in the West. I'm not joking. I'm going 4-4.
Yeah, I got 4-4.
Everybody freaking says the Central's so much better. I don't think they are.
No, and, like, I almost went 5. I almost put the cutoff at Minnesota, but the Pacific is so bad that those top four
they're going to get points.
They're going to just beat up on L.A., Seattle, Anaheim, and San Jose. Yeah. So they're going to, like, you know what I mean?
They're going to have points.
And then it's going to be the same thing, like Colorado, Winnipeg, St. Louis, Dallas. You're just going to beat up on Chicago, Nashville, and Arizona.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It's going to be a shit show.
I'm with you.
So the Pacific is just so bad for it to be 5-3.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going 4-4.
God, we were thinking alike. This is scaring the shit out of me. All right, time to go around the league. All right, Blake, it is time for Around the National Hockey League. Carey Price has entered the NHL, NHLPA Player Assistance Program. We're not going to talk a whole lot about this, but what are your thoughts?
I mean, I respect the hell of Carey Price for getting help. I mean,
do we know what he's getting help from?
I don't know, and it's really not my place to comment on that.
No, I know, but why? Okay, let me just ask you a question.
It's a little odd right before the season to do something like this.
Why, if it was any other player besides Carey Price, would we not be like going, well, what's wrong? Like, we're okay with it. We understand it. We respect it. Well, what's wrong?
I don't know.
If this was Zach Kassian, we'd know. If this was Robin Lehner, we would know.
Right. And Carey Price is usually like a quiet guy. He doesn't have much social media to talk about. Pretty private guy. Lets his play do the talking. Like that's just the kind of guy he is. So I hope that he gets the help that he needs and that he's back in because as a fan, Carey Price is great to watch when he's on. You saw it in the playoffs last year when he carried Montreal to the cup and. Kind of turn back the clock a little bit and show everyone that he's one of the best goaltenders to ever do it in our generation. So, yeah, I hope he gets the help, and hopefully he's back on the ice as soon as possible.
Yeah, me too. Florida Panthers sign Alexander Barkov to an 8-year, $80 million extension. This too much for Barkov?
No.
I'm with you. No, I think it's perfect.
This is the perfect number. Same contract as Jack Eichel, and at the time I thought Jack Eichel was worth that contract too. Obviously, it hasn't gone the way that he's wanted to in Buffalo, but yeah, for them, for it is a little concerning, though, that they got a lot of cap on the books, especially with Bobrovsky and now Barkov.
I can't help but feel like they're going to do something with Bobrovsky.
What can you do, though? You can't buy him out, because then he's gonna be on your books for 7 years.
You're gonna have to fake an LTIR like Vancouver would do or something. I don't know, man.
You mean Toronto?
Yeah.
Robota Island.
Good call. I don't know. I don't know. Something's gonna happen.
Let me just look at their stuff here. So they're paying Reinhardt for a 3-year deal. Barkov's deal kicks in next season. They got to pay Huberto in 2 years. Let's see here. Frank Vetrano in 2 years. They got Ekblad locked up for 4. Montour locked up for 4. Uyghur locked up for 2 more years, which I think he's one of the most underrated D-men in the league. And then you got to pay Spencer Knight in 2 years. So they're kind of in a similar spot to Colorado. They got a couple of years of a window here to win, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. New York Rangers signed Mika Zibanejad to an 8-year, $8.5 million per year deal. Your thoughts on this one?
I love Zibanejad.
I think he's a little bit over. I think he's getting a little bit too much. I was thinking 7.25.
Okay. Maybe $1 million too much.
Who would you rather have, Barkov or Zibanejad?
I'd rather have Barkov, but
exactly.
I think I would be okay with giving Zibanejad 8.5. Like I said, maybe he's $1 million overpaid, but I think as his contract plays out, I think it's going to be he's going to overplay his contract. He's a stud.
I don't know. We'll see.
Not Colorado. Ottawa is just kicking themselves in the teeth for that.
I think
what a terrible trade.
Blake, on season 7 of this show, we're going to be like, oh, and the Rangers got to deal with Zibanejad's 8.5.
We'll see. I don't know.
Could be wrong. Vancouver Canucks acquired defenseman Noah Juulsen and forward.
I'm not even saying it.
I know. Juho Lemukko from the Florida Panthers in exchange for Uli Ulevi. And you guys picked this guy higher than Matthew Tkachuk. You want to explain this one to me?
I actually don't remember that draft. Like, how did that go?
Yeah, it didn't go good for Vancouver.
Like, I don't even remember who went behind Oli Ulevi. Like, I don't remember.
You don't want to look because it's a nightmare if you're a Vancouver fan.
No, I'm just kidding. Picked ahead of Matthew Tkachuk. The Canucks went by positional need instead of best player available here.
You had high hopes for him. You told me last year he was going to be in your top 6 this year. You did.
He came into camp out of shape. When you do that, I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, a guy with a lot of potential, dealt with a lot of injuries, had multiple back surgeries, had a couple knee surgeries, just couldn't get healthy. And the Canucks turned him into who was going to be put on waivers. Instead, they turned him into a right-hand defenseman and a fourth-line depth center. So props to Jim Benning, terrible pick, but props to him for not losing him for nothing and getting something for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, with Brandon Sutter's uncertainty, that centerman's a good replacement for Brandon Sutter on the fourth line. I'm not even saying his name. It's like, I think
I'll hear Noah Juulsen's name before I hear his.
Noah Juulsen, too, like Ulevi, a first-round pick by Montreal, had a very scary eye injury that set him back a little bit. Right-hand shot, which I like as a Canucks fan, don't have much depth there, but, I mean, it's a shit sandwich. I mean, Ulevi, probably one of the biggest busts in Canucks history, for sure. There's no other way to put it. It just didn't work.
Yeah. Carolina Hurricanes. I'm interested to see if anything happens with this or not, but evidently the NHL CBA requires teams to play 6 preseason games. Well, the Canes only played 4. And according to Frank Civarelli, there's thought that the only reason the NHL even noticed is because they were told by the Montreal Canadiens. And when I heard this, it was actually my favorite thing I heard all week.
When I saw that on Twitter, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
The league has to penalize them, don't they?
What are they gonna do?
You gotta take draft picks.
No, they're not going to do that.
Well, what
then they'll find them some cash.
No, but teams don't want to play. So next year teams are going to be like, oh, the Carolina got fined $200,000.
Do you think they have to set an example?
Well, they got to do something because here's what's going to happen. Next year, they're going to say, oh, well, Carolina got fined $200,000 for not playing two preseason games. Fuck it. We're going to play two preseason games. We're going to get fined $400,000 and call it good.
I mean, why the NHL lets the team schedule their preseason games.
But they have to have six.
I'm saying, why doesn't the league schedule the games for all the teams instead of the team scheduling their own preseason games?
Well, it's because of logistics. And I mean, you know what I would do if I was the league?
Just get rid of preseason games. Play four. Just play four games.
No, you can't change the rule because they broke the rule. That's like saying that Colorado was offsides on that play, so we just need to take offsides out.
Okay, but you don't. Okay, well, first of all, six is way too many.
Well, I don't care. That's not what we're talking about, Blake. We're talking about you have
what
to play
six. If you're the commissioner of the National Hockey League, you're Gary Bettman, what would you do?
You lose your second and seventh round draft picks next year.
Quite the price to pay to not play two preseason games. We'll see.
Then nothing will happen.
I say nothing is going to happen.
And you know what? If nothing happens and I'm a GM next year, we're fucking playing three games.
I don't know.
You can just be like, well, wait a second. Nothing happened last year. Now you're going to set precedence?
Yeah,
I'd do it. I'd call him on it, man. I would call him on it. I will see what happens, but I don't know. Are you ready for three questions, Blake?
This is quite a long show.
It is. We're going to break some records here.
It's time for three questions.
Blake's turn to fire the questions at me. I had it last week. Blake, question number one.
Who is your breakout candidate this year in the National Hockey League?
Like, are you talking like a rookie, or are you talking like a player that all of a sudden just...
A player that breaks out this year and bursts on the scene.
Drake Batherson.
Good choice. I'm going to go Owen Tippett from the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
I think Tippett, he's in their top six with Sam Bennett and Jonathan Huberdeau. I almost picked Sam Bennett to have a breakout year this year, too. Is he going to get some power play time in Florida? And he's playing with Huberdeau.
He is going to be amazing this year. He's all with COVID right now, but he's going to be amazing.
Okay, question number two. What should San Jose do with Evander Kane?
You know what I would do?
Saw the news today?
What today?
Like a non-roster invite or something?
I did not see that. What did they do?
So, I'll find it. He was, let me see here.
I think this is easy, Blake. And, maybe easy is not the right word. I think this is simple. There is so much on this guy that I don't know how the NHLPA would defend him.
Hold on. Sharks Evander Kane, a non-roster player, as NHL investigation continues. So he's
on injured reserve.
Right.
I know what I would do. I would file a grievance with the National Hockey League Players Association as a breach of contract and try to get out of this contract and then wash my hands and say bye-bye, Evander.
So if you're the San Jose Sharks?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I am on the same path here.
Okay.
Question number three, was Giordano a no-brainer for the captaincy in Seattle?
For sure. He was a proven good captain. He won the Messier Award in Calgary. I mean, he's
only got 1 year left on his deal. Does that mean he's signing an extension there?
I think he will sign an extension there.
Okay. Is that maybe a tactic to get him to stay and name him the captain, get him to stay there?
I don't know if they're playing games.
No, not like an attack, like a strategy. You know what I mean?
They may not want him to stay next year.
So you're just going to me, if you're giving him the captain, that means he's signing an extension. You're not just going to name him captain for 1 year and get a new captain next year.
I think, okay, Mark Giordano has earned a ton of respect throughout the
National. Yeah, he's an undrafted guy.
I don't think they had a choice. I mean, they would look silly if they named somebody younger than him. I don't think there's anybody else on the team ready to be captain, and he is a built-in captain. So whether he's there for 1 year grooming somebody,
let me look here.
I mean, who else would you put that label?
Jordan Eberle, Jaden Schwartz.
Have either one of those two? Jaden Schwartz maybe over Eberle, but I don't know. I mean, Yanni Gord's awesome, but it doesn't mean he's a captain. I don't know.
Right now, so they named Larson, Gord, Schwartz, Eberle as assistants, and Giordano as a captain.
So you know what happens? He's a captain this year, and next year Larson just moves into the captaincy.
Yeah, that I could see that.
I think that's what happens.
Or Schwartz, because he's one there
of
the 5 years.
One of those two. One of those two does.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
And I think I just think. You know, he's just earned such a respect factor in the league.
How about that? First game in Calgary, back in Calgary in the preseason, he scores a goal.
I talked about this on my Flames Unfiltered podcast last week, and
he's gonna get a massive standing.
I kind of cheered a little bit when he scored that game in preseason. I'm like, hell yeah! I mean that's awesome. I don't have any problem with that at all. Listener question. This is a good one from Callie Quinton, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And the question is, would you guys like to see a return of the reverse retro jerseys?
Some of them, yes.
We can't fucking vote, Blake. Like, it's either all or nothing, dude. So here's my thoughts on this. And this is coming from the old guy on the crew, the traditionalist who doesn't like...
I didn't mind him, though.
I think there should be a home and away jersey, but... I didn't mind these, and I think they didn't get a fair shake because we were in a COVID year where fans didn't even get to go to the arena to see them.
Right.
In many arenas. Some they did in the States. But for the most part, they didn't get to see them. And I think that they should come back. I think that what should happen is every team should have a home jersey, an away jersey, and an alternate jersey. And that's where the reverse retros fit. Whether you call it reverse retro or you call it alternate, you get one other jersey and you get to use it for 10 games out of the year. And I think it would be cool. And but you got to do them right, and I think a lot of these were right.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple of them that are a little silly. But
I think a couple were bad. But
I love that Arizona brought back the white Kachinka, or whatever it is.
I don't even know what that's called. I don't like anything in Arizona right now.
No, but I don't either, but they at least brought back their jerseys.
There is talk. I saw an article in The Athletic that may answer this question better than we are. There's talk that a couple different executives in the league said that there's a high, high probability that those jerseys return in the 22-23 season. Now, which means I had to put up with Blasty again. And everybody said, oh, don't you like Calgary's Blasty jersey? I said, if they fucking win it, I like it.
Yeah, they lost in a lot of them, didn't they?
Right? I don't care what they were if they win.
Right.
But I don't know. It's goofy. I don't mind them. I don't mind them at all. And I guess we'll see what happens here. And we're probably going to see a return of them next year. And quite honestly, I heard today that the LA Kings are going to have an alternate jersey.
Oh, yeah, they just brought back their white.
Their white Kings jersey. That's.
But I don't know about the chrome helmets, but
they're not bringing those back, are they?
Yeah. No, yeah. You didn't see it? They came out today.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so it's the white, you know, when Gretzky was there?
Yeah.
The white with the whatever, the Chevrolet logo, whatever?
Yeah.
They brought that back.
I saw that. Oh, Jesus. What are they trying to outdo Vegas?
Chrome is a little bold, buddy, but I don't know.
So when they play in Vegas, or maybe when they play in Vegas, they'll wear the white jerseys with the chrome
versus the gold.
With those gold lids, and we can look like a fucking roller hockey game. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, this is an hour and 20 minutes.
We've got to get the hell out of here before people...
A Brock Besser to begin season on IR.
Big shocker.
God damn, I wish he could just fail.
Hockey fans, the NHL season returns tomorrow night. We've got our predictions. That's how the season's going to go. You probably don't need to watch now, but you better, because Blake and I are usually wrong. thanks for putting up with our predictions. Next week we're going to be back talking regular season hockey, give our thoughts on week one of the season. Thanks for checking out the Debate Hockey Podcast. Check us out on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. Get on over to Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, and subscribe. You can check both Blake and I out on Twitter. Blake tweets some stupid shit sometimes, but I do too. So, yeah. Thanks again. Enjoy this week's hockey action. We're back next week to talk hockey again. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey, and follow the host on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.